There can be moments when God makes his presence known in a powerful way in our lives. And we may think of that as the time of our visitation from him. I think the deeper truth is that any moment can be the moment of our visitation from him, because he is with us in every moment. So what makes for peace, what the Lord is trying to get at in this gospel today, is constantly seeking him. That's what's beneath what he's saying to the people he's addressing in today's gospel. And that's letting our desire for him increase to such an extent that we would invite him into every single moment of our lives. That is what he wants. Complete and total union. Complete and total communion with us. And the beauty of that, right, is we do not have to figure out how to do that all on our own. Simply ask him to teach us. If you remember what I said yesterday at the beginning of Mass, the reality of a deeper and more complete union with him does not mean all our troubles will go away. But if we invite him into it, if we ask him to help us remain open to him, we ask for the grace to willingly suffer for him, with him, that's the sweet spot. That's the sweet spot. That's what I've been asking. When people ask me how they can pray for me, the Lord has put it on my heart for a while now to ask for a particular prayer that I think came straight from him, because I'm experiencing the fruit of that prayer right now. So I've been asking that people would pray that I would be willing to suffer well. It's clear to me that I needed that prayer answered. So right now, many troubles are being brought to me, but I have a peace that surpasses my understanding in the midst of all of that. And I haven't wanted to do the Lord's will more, much more. I haven't wanted to do the Lord's will this much, other than since the moment of my reversion back to the faith in 2013, which was just an incredible outpouring of the Lord's grace in my life in a particular way. And right now I'm able to embrace the difficulty because I'm more deeply convinced that he is with me in it than I ever have been. And the result of me receiving this gift from him is that I'm also more deeply convinced than ever before that this is what he wants for all of us. This is what he wants you to be able to experience. A taste of this same thing that I'm describing in a way that is unique to you. Right? Unique to what you are going through in your life. Do not be afraid to ask for that moment of visitation, because it can change your whole perspective on what's happening right here, right now, in your life. In the life of every person you carry in your mind and heart. What is happening is the same thing that's been happening since he created our first parents. The Lord is just, in his love for us, is trying to prove that he's after us. He's pulling out every single stop to prove his love to us in a way that respects our freedom to say no to him. But he doesn't want that. He wants our whole hearts. He wants all of us. So my encouragement is not to resist that movement of his grace. Not to resist his love for you. Rather, just ask for the grace to give him everything. Everything. All that you are. Everything and every person you love. If you do that, you will not regret it.